Kumlan in a black gemara. Today's blot is Daf Lamed Tes, the last day of Chol HaMoed, and we'll start again from the Mishnah of Lam Chesed Beis in the bottom, so that we'll understand today's gemara. Go through quickly. Okay, Ein Noisnin Beya. You do not place an egg betzad hamechem next to a hot pot b'shvil shetegalgo in order that it should cook. Loi yafki ena besudrin. Nor should you take the egg and place it on top of a handkerchief that was heated by the sun. Can't do that either. You're going to break the egg and make some kind of fried egg there or something, or sunny side up. That's called tulis hachama, and that is forbidden. But Rabbi Yosi mater. Rabbi Yosi says, since it was only heated up by the sun, you can. The Rabbanan who say that it's usur, we'll see later it's a gzeda, because next time you'll use something that was heated up by fire. The next thing, the part of the mission is v'loyat minenu b'choyl v'avak drachim. Nor should you conceal an egg or anything else inside sand or dust that people walk on. Bishvil shetitzlin, the intention is that it should cook. Again, this is sand is tuldas chama, and it's asa. The Gemara will wonder why Rabbi Yosi doesn't argue here. Rabbi Yosi actually concedes that in this case, he will be moida that it is asa, even though it's merely tuldas chama. The heat came generated by the sun. Then the Mishnah brings a story, and it's not clear this point of the story is supporting the second case or the first case. Mai said there was an incident, also answered Tveria, the people of Tveria made behavior, silon shel tzoinin, made a pipe of cold water, and the teich amba shel chamin, and this pipe went through the chamin Tveria, that was warm. Omlem chamin said, im b'shabbos, if this, you want to use this water on Shabbos, since it's cooking on Shabbos, even though you put it down on Friday, any hot water that was heated up on Shabbos is actually vasudin is asr, even though because the chamei Tveria is tuldas chamer, it's hot the water but from the sun, and it's tuldas chamer, and therefore if you are, and yet we believe that tuldas chamer is asr. This is the raya that we bring. A tuldas chamer is asr because the chachamim said you're not allowed to benefit from the water that you put in the pipe and heat it up on Shabbos. Machlekes are showing whether the water just got blended in with the water of the Tveria, or was a pipe running through, and it's a case of hatmana, and it's heating up in a dover shemais of heaven. So even though you do that on Friday, that's forbidden. Nor you can't bathe in this water, nor vishti, nor can you drink this water, because it was heated up on Shabbos. So from the mission, it sounds like that if the water is heated up on Friday, maybe you could bathe yourself. Drinking, you definitely can. And the Gemara will discuss that as well. If you want to make use of this water on Yom Tov, is kechamin shehuchum b'Yom Tov. We'll treat it like water that was heated up on Yom Tov, again, even though it's tuldas chama. And v'asudim mechitza, you cannot bathe yourself. Sounds like to me, but if it would have been prepared ed of Yom Tov, if it would have been heated up ed of Yom Tov, you could. Umutarim b'shtir, but definitely you're allowed to drink it because you're allowed to cook things on Yom Tov. So the Gemara wants to know, yiboilhu, gilgul mai. If let's say you did heat it up, what aveda did you do here? Is there an issa that abundant the rice? Amar Rabbi Yosi gilgul chayiv chatas. They say, well, if you heated it up and you cooked up an egg by the side of the pot, even though it's not fully cooked, that's sufficient to eat, and therefore you're already chayiv chatas. Amar Rabbi Avina Amar, the son of Avina said, afananam bitanina. We actually learned that when you cook, if you do something, whatever activity it is that makes it edible, that is considered cooking. What do we know? Because it says, Kol sheba bechamin melifnei haShabbos. If you take something that is salted, and you put it in hot water before Shabbos, which means it's already edible, and then shoydin oise bechamin Shabbos, you're allowed to place it in hot water on Shabbos itself, because we have a rule ein bishul acha bishul, and big machlekes if it applies only to yovesh. What about by a lach, a liquid? If he cooked something up, liquid, and then you cooled it right down, are you allowed to heat it up again on Shabbos? Is there a bishul acha bishul by liquid? And others say, many say, yeah, and that's the halacha we're machmir, like the Ramah, that because by liquid soup, when it's cold, it's inedible. When it comes to davar yavish, even cold, it's totally edible, so all you're doing is heating it up. When it comes to liquids, when it cools down, it is inedible, and therefore we are machmir. We're only machmir if it cooled down less than room temperature. Says the Gemara further, v'chol sheloi ba bechamim lifnei Shabbos. However, if you did not heat it up at all before, cook it at all before Shabbos, so it's basically raw, madichin oisei bechamim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to rinse it with hot water. You cannot soak it in hot water, because soaking it will cook it. You know, cook on Shabbos. But madichin you're allowed to, because you're not really making it edible at all. Chutz min hamaliach. The exception is If it's something that's in Lich Yoshen, if it's been salted for a very long time, like for a year, you to preserve it, so then it's practically marinated. And then all it is a little bit of hot water to wash away the salt, and that sort of completes it and makes it edible. The kulyas ispinin, and that's the tuna fish. Hadachasan zui gmar melachton. That, just rinsing it with hot water, is gmar melachton, and you are chayiv for cooking on Shabbos. Shmamina, what do we see from all of this? We see from all of this that you don't, that if you do an activity that makes it edible, that is, it doesn't matter, you know, how exactly you did it, then that is, you are chayiv. And for chata, same way, putting on the side of the copper pot, and it heats up and it cooks up, you're chayiv for cooking. Okay. Yeah, well, okay, Vaitik Gemara. Just one thing, it says here in the Gemara here, you shouldn't soak it in the clay dish because that's called cooking. Sounds like from here, but eating the clay dish, but you're allowed to pour from a clay dish on it. We said here that if you didn't cook it on Friday, you're not allowed to put it into a shade and you're not allowed to cook it in the clay dish. Sounds like, but to take from a clay dish and pour on it is all right, because there's a big machlek is if eating the clay dish, if you're pouring from a clay dish onto something, is it mevashel or not? Basically, three opinions. One opinion says, chalekas are being time, and others, if you eat a clay dish, is mevashel just like clay dish? Or we say, you eat a clay dish, is no longer mevashel. Or we say, that an eating a clay dish is mevashel kedei klipa. And we'll talk about it more in tomorrow's blot. The taste is there. Let's continue further. You should not take it and put it on handkerchiefs that have been heated up by the sun, according to Tanakama. And this that we learned in the Mishnah elsewhere, where it says later on, you're allowed to play cook food, you're allowed to play cook food into a pit, in order to protect it. The Esamayim in Hayofim Beroim, you're allowed to take good water and place it in bad water in the mikveh, in order to preserve that it should stay cold. And so too, it says, you're allowed to take a jug of cold water and place it in the sun, in order to heat up. Says clearly you can put directly under the sun, and you would think that putting it directly under the sun is worse than putting it in a handkerchief, which is only like a second generation from the sun. So seems like that opinion, that authority, is Rabbi Yasi says he doesn't mind putting it in a handkerchief, and not the Rabbanan, and that's a Stam Mishnah. So Rabbi Nachman says, no, you misunderstood the whole machlokes. Bechama, if you cook something directly under the sun, since it's not the normal way of cooking, kuliyamu lepligi deshari. Everyone agrees that ma'at toida, you're allowed to do it, no problem. And even the Rabban, it's not normal cooking. Betuldas ha'oid, if you, betuldas ha'ur, if you go ahead and a pot that was heated on the fire, then you put something in the pot off the fire to cook, kuliyamu lepligi deshari. Everyone holds that it's forbidden, because you're cooking on Shabbos. Ki pligi, one of the arguing, betul de sachama. Tul de sachama is worse than cham itself. Why? Masava gazrinan tul de sachama to the earth. Since tul de is forbidden, well, tul de ud is forbidden, we should also be goyze and tul de sachama. Masava legin not goyze, but the sun directly, no problem. So putting the cold water out in the sun to warm up is not a problem according to anybody. The Rabbana also made it's butter because it's not the normal way of cooking. Asking about it further, said, like, you shouldn't hide it, conceal it in the sand, and we're wondering why Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue there and permit it. Why doesn't Rabbi Yossi argue here as well? Rabba says, we have two answers. Rabba says, Gzoida, the reason is that Rabbi Yossi is moida when it comes to sand, storing the pot in this inside the sand, even though it's heated from the sun, it's a Gzoida Shemayatmin Beremetz, because taking coal, you put ashes on the, or sand on top of the coal, which is remetz, and that's also because you're being matmin and davar hamayis of hevel, something that generates more heat. People don't understand the difference between sand, which is very hot, or putting it on those ashes that's very hot. And therefore, we decided to out Rabbi Yosef's meidah that's also. Rabbi Yosef says, "Mipnei shemezis ofam kamiris." No, the reason is because you are moving sand from its original place, because you're digging the sand in order to place the pot inside there. And what's the problem? So Rashi says it's considered you're digging a hole on Shabbos. So all the Rishonim ask her Rashi, digging a hole on Shabbos is only asur mahatoida if you dug it because you wanted the hole. Over here, you wanted the sand that you know to heat the thing. For some lochah shatich l'gufa. Why should you be chayiv? The Tosfos learns it's talking about muktzah. It's talking about the case of muktzah and tiltul min hatzad, and that's the machlokes whether it's also or not. But According to Rashi, one answer that he actually wants the hole there as well to store the pot. Not only wants the pot to be heated, but he wants the pot to remain there to be stored. And therefore, it's a malacha deraisa, and that's why we're goyza. Says Gemara, my benai, what's the difference between these two reasons? Ikebenai, the difference is offer to tuach, very soft earth. So there's no problem of moving the earth about, shifting the earth, because you just put the pot there, falls right in. And or even the mukta as well, just falls right in. You don't have to push anything. And but according to Rabbi, it's Lugzeda Shema Yatman Beremitz. Meisre will ask a question. Rav Shimon ben Gimel, Rav Shimon says, "Megalgal in Beyo, you're allowed to take an egg and heat it up. Al gabi gagra seich, have a boiling hot, you know, tin roof. You're allowed to put it on the roof to heat up. The aim megalgal in, and this is a tool of Chama. This is from the sun. The aim megalgal in Beyo, gabi sidra seich. No, put it on a hot plaster. Now, what's going on here? What's the difference? Why should there be a difference between Sid and the roof? You might conceal it inside, you know, coal, like a mixer, on the roof. There's no point in making such a gzeda. Why? Because nobody hides things inside the roof. It's on the roof, so there's no gzeda there. Maybe the one who says, what? The problem is that you might move the earth about. Ligzer won't be gzeda as well. You have some sand on top of the roof, so you might move the sand about to put the keli, you know, directly on the level or there or something. So we answer, Stam Gag, let's be offer. Stam roof has very little sand there, not enough to be called Chayfer, or no sand at all. Toshma coming up, bring another proof. It says now, Mishnah, Maisa, the Mishnah brought a proof to Rabbanon's theory that Tuldas Acham is Aser. We use a story from the Tveria. Chamit Tveria is Tuldas Acham, and the rabbis said, you're not allowed to have that pipe running through. They brought that pipe of cold water through the arm of hot water. Now, if the whole problem is that if we allow you to use tools, that you're going to next time hide, let's say sand, you're going to hide your remnants. Because right now we're assuming that this story, which is right after the din of the sand, is a continuation of that. So if you say the reason of the sand is that next time you're going to conceal in ashes, which is what? A case of hot mana, you know, you're concealing it. But next time, what are you going to conceal? In these ashes, which is a davar amayis of hevel, you're not allowed to hainu the dam in latmana. That's why the story of Tveria is very similar to atmana, which is more like those rishonim learn that the pipe is inside the water and it looks in, it's hatmana because you're hiding it in hot water, surrounding it on all sides. El madam leshemayis of mekayim. The problem with sand is that you're moving it about. Ma'ikal amemir. What's that have to do with Tveria? There's no chayfer gum over there. So why should what's the dimyum one and another? So how does Tveria prove anything? Yes, what who told you that Maisa Tveria is referring to the case of the sand, and then therefore you say it's a similar case of Hatmona? Areshikoi is actually referring to the Resha, to the first case. And what's that? The case of Layavke'enu Besudin. You shouldn't place things on handkerchief heated by the sun. And Rabbi Yossi is Mater. And now the Rabbanu want to prove their point. They cited this story of Anshe Tveria, the Tulus Chamahu, the water of the Tveria is generated heat by the sun. And yet, the Asruhu Rabban. The Rabbanu said that you cannot use it. So what do we see from here? That Tulus Cham is also, we do make that Gzeda. Amaluhu, he said to them, Ahu Tulus Urhu. He says, you don't understand. The Chamit Tveria is hot, not because of the sun. You know why Tveria, the Chamit Tveria is hot? Because the cholfei apischa de gehenim, because it's going through the gehenim. The gehenim is right there. The portal of gehenim is right there by Tveria, and that's what's causing the heat. Nothing to do with it. So it's like a real fire, and therefore the Tveria is like a cladition, a real fire, and chametz Tveria, and that's why you can't put the pipe right through there. That's amazing. That gehenim is in Eretz Yisrael and Gan Eden is in Iraq. Anyway, says the Gemara further, from the very incident of Anshe Tveria, the Asilu Rabbonon, the Rabbonon came along and said, no, you cannot place that pipe there, no, it's Hatmona, in something that adds more heat, is forbidden, is Botla Hatmona. That's the moment when they said you can no longer do Hatmona, but Dover HaMais of Hevel, in something that generates more heat. Even if you're doing it on a Friday afternoon. Taste already asked, why do you have to bring me a mission over here, the story, when it's Mefesh Mishnah later on, in Halal to be Matman, Dover Mais of Evel. And we had a discussion before in the first Perek as well. So Taste answers that we would have thought from the Mishnah that the discussion is talking about only Bein Hashmashes. From this story, we see talking about Friday afternoon as well. That's one answer. Okay, continue that. Amar Ozadullah. Halacha. Another thing the Tosfos says is, or other Shainim is, that from all those dinim, all we know is not allowed to. But if you did it, maybe you can eat it. Here it says you're not allowed to drink it either. In other words, from here you learn out the story that not only you can't do it, but if you did it, you cannot benefit from it. Amar Ullah says, Ullah halacha ka anshe Tverya. The halacha is like the people of Tverya who wanted to put the pipe in. In other words, they didn't believe in Hatmana. Amar Nachman, what are you talking about? Kvar tavrinu anshe Tverya lisulonai. The people of Tverya broke their pipes because they realized they were wrong. So what are you saying? Talking about it further, now we're going to start talking about taking baths on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, and showers. And Ma'aseh she'asu anshe Tverya. This is what they did. And we said to them what? That if you did it, if you had any water that was heated up on Shabbos, you cannot bathe in it. And any water heated up on Yom Tov, you cannot bathe in it. Sounds like, but if you would heat it up on Friday, you could. So Gemara is going to discuss what exactly could you. And there's three different possibilities. One is just washing your hands and face and feet. That's not really called washing at all. Another one is hishtata, which is more like a shower. And another one is immersing yourself in the water, which is like a merchatz, a bath. So which ones are going to be permitted? We'll see. There's a big machlekes here in Amoroim, Tanoim, and so on. Mai said there's a story, also Anshe Tverya, Mai Rechitza. What exactly do you mean by washing? Ilema, it said what? On Shabbos, you cannot benefit, you cannot bathe yourself. Ilema, Rechitza is called gufo. You're not allowed to bathe the entire guf on Shabbos if the water was heated up on Shabbos. Sounds like, but if it would heat up on Friday, you're allowed to. Are you allowed to take a bath on Shabbos in hot water that you heat up on Friday? If it was heated up on Friday, you're allowed to. But Tanya, we learn clearly in a Braisa, and that chamin, shuhuchmu me'erev Shabbos, the water will heat up on Friday for Shabbos. Reichitz ben, all you can do is wash. Pano, you live in Aglov. Ava loy kol gufa. You cannot bathe yourself on water heated up on Friday. Ella, obviously, must be talking about pano yovin Aglov. We mean to say is that on Shabbos the water was heated up. You're not allowed to even wash your hands and face. If you heat up on Friday, you can wash your hands and face. So aim a sefer. Then look at the sefer. It says, what about Yom Tov? The same thing. If you want to use this water, this pipe water that went through Tverya on Yom Tov, we'll treat it kechamin shehuchmu liyantov, heat it up on Yom Tov, and you cannot take a bath. Vasur bechitza, umutarim b'shtiyah, you're allowed to drink it. Now, if it also bechitza on Yom Tov, but heat it up out of Yom Tov, you're allowed to. And what do you mean also bechitza? You tell me you're not allowed to wash your hands and your face and feet, even on Yom Tov. And you're not allowed to wash your hands and face and feet with water that was heated up on Yom Tov. So l'chayda leima tnan stomach b'shamay seems to be ruling like Shammai that if you tell me on Yom Tov you cannot wash your face with hot water, that seems to follow the view of Shammai. What's the story? That now we learned in a Mishnah b'Shammai says l'yachim adam chamin l'raglav, a person should not heat up any water in order to wash his feet on Yom Tov unless he can also use it to drink. Beisilul matin, and Beisilul says, in other words, it's not only suitable to drink, but you actually have to drink it, and then you have leftover excess water, you can wash yourself. Basil matin. Basil clearly says you're allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov to wash your face, and yet you're telling me in our mission over here, which is talking about washing hands and face, that you're not allowed to do it if it's heated up on Yom Tov, so what's going on here? How can that be? So if it's not talking about hands and face, it's talking about bathing your whole body. If it's bathing your whole body and if it's heated up on Friday, you're allowed to. No such thing. We'll learn in the Braisa, and we'll learn again in the next blot, that if it's heated up on Friday, you're not allowed to go bathe yourself on Shabbos. So what's pshat in the Mishnah here? Omer Rab Ika b'Chananya, there's another case, an in-between case, between bathing and just washing your hands and face, there is a shower, sort of like a shower. Omer b'Chananya, l'ishtat ben kol guf v'eskinen. We're talking about over here that you throw water, not that you immerse yourself in the bath, but you throw water on your entire body, which is like a shower. That's what we're talking about. And the Mishnah says that if it's heated up on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't do it, but if it's heated up Friday, you could. This is the following Tanya we learned. Lo yishtatev adam kol gufa. You shouldn't use your entire body. You shouldn't throw water on your entire body. Bein bechamin, bein betzayin. Whether it's hot, whether it's cold, and we're going to say that the author of our mission is a big machlekes tanoim. And we say the author of our mission is Rav Shimon, who is the machria between the other opinions. And he holds that you'll have to take a shower if water was heated up on Friday. You can throw it on yourself on Shabbos. Where are we? So Rabbi says he can't. A person should not heat a bein bechamis on Yom Tov. Shimon is matir. Shimon says that you can. And Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says bechamin aser. Hot water is forbidden. So we're talking about over here that on Shabbos you want to take a bath or a shower from water that was heated up on Friday. The Meir says not only you cannot use water heated up on Friday that was hot, even cold water you cannot take a shower on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rab Shimon is matted. He says in Fadish, even hot water if it's heated up on Friday, you can. Come along with you, that makes up Shalom. Bichamin, if it was hot water, even if it was heated on Friday, it is Asr. But if it's cold water, then you can. So now what we're learning is the author of our Mishnah is Rab Shimon, and that's what he's saying here. That Mishnah is saying here that if we're going to treat the water that in that pipe as if it was heated up on Shabbos and Yontif, and you cannot take a shower. But if it would have been heated up on Friday, you could take a shower. But if it's a bath, if you want to take a bath, and even heated on Friday, it's forbidden. If it's you washing your hands and face, and even heated up on Yom Tov, you're allowed to. Obviously not on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, you're allowed to. Comes along Rav Chizn, he says, regarding the Chametvei, because Rav Chizn says, machlekes, the whole machlekes is regarding his bekli, inside a keli, that if you want to immerse yourself, the whole machlekes says if you're allowed to immerse yourself with hot water that was heated up on Friday, can you go in? Is talking about the machlekes is bekli inside, because if people will see and the water heated up, they see you taking hot water on Shabbos, they'll think that that on Shabbos you heated it up, and they'll say that it came from fire, and therefore people are going to think you're allowed to warm up on Shabbos as well. Or they think you're allowed to take, I'm not going to make a fire on Shabbos, but they're going to take cold water, add it to the existing hot water on Shabbos, which means you're basically cooking up water on Shabbos. So that's if it's inside a keli. Avol bekarka, but if it's inside the ground, like these big baths, like a merchitz, those waters are heated up from also from fire. There, it's mutter. Bekarka, everyone holds mutter. Why? Because it's not considered chamin. If it was cooked on Friday, not on Shabbos, it's not considered chamin anymore. Says the Gemara, that's a Chizur's understanding. What are you talking about? The story of Anshe Tveria, which is Bekarka, which is in the ground, and yet for Osir L'Rabbanon. The Rabbanon clearly said that you're not allowed to use the Chamei Tveria, even though it's in the ground. What's the difference? Elit Machmir, Chizim said the other way around. Machleik is bekarka. The whole machleik is if it's in the ground. Machleik is by chamit tveri is because if it's in the ground and the way that's also not. Ava bekli, even hakol also. But if it was inside a kli, taking in hot water in a kli is also, even if it's a Friday afternoon, because people will think that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos and add cold water to it and make it hot. Omer Abachan, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Halachi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yehuda is a pshara. He's, even though Rabbi Shimon is the author of our Mishnah, we the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda that hot water cooked, heated, even heated up on Friday, it's forbidden. But cold water, you can, a shower. He says the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda asked, tell me, Befeidah Shmeilach, did you actually hear Rabbi Yehuda say that? Or Mechlola Shmeilach, or you heard something else that he said, and therefore you came to this conclusion. My klolo, said Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, what cloud do you think you're talking about, referring to? So Rabbi Yehuda answered, Omer Rabbi Tanchum, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi, whenever you find two opinions, and then in the middle there's somebody who comes along and makes a pshara, is halacha kedivid machir. Halacha is always like the one who makes a pshara, which is right here. That a mayor asks any water shower. Rav Shimon is matzah, even if it's heated up on Friday, you're allowed to. Rav Yehuda says, no, heated water, no, but cold water, yes. So that's a pshara. Because a mayor mentioned both possibilities. And therefore, it's a pshara. If they wouldn't have mentioned hot or cold, and Rav Yehuda comes along and innovates that, that would not be considered a pshara. It's only because they introduced it, and he says, in one area I'll agree with you, and one area I'll agree with you. And that's the logic. Why do we follow the pshara? Because in each area, there's two against one. In what Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Meir, it's two against Rabbi Shimon, and what he agrees with Rabbi Shimon is two against Rabbi Meir. Chutz, the only exception is Mikulei Matlonius. We had already before the few tests there about the towels. You know, a beged that was less than three tfachim, but more than three fingers, and it's only suitable for poor people, and they use it for a bottle stopper or for a pipe stopper, and therefore had no value, and then they didn't throw it out, they just put it on a peg. You know, how do we consider that? We said behind the door and on a peg, and we had the Rabbi Akiva who was a pshara there. And that pshara, Rabbi Akiva, we don't follow Rabbi Akiva. Why not? Sha'afa pish Rabbi Lezer Machmer, Rabbi Shua Mekel, Rabbi Akiva Machriya, Rabbi Akiva Machriya, Ein Alok Yer Machriya, Chod Rabbi Akiva Talmidu. First of all, Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud of both Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua, so it's not right to follow Rabbi Akiva against his two Rebbes. But furthermore, as you remember there, Ha'od Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva himself agreed to Rabbi Yeshua. So says Rabbah, fine. So in other words, so therefore, so Rabbi Yechon is wondering, Rabbah, when you said the Rabbi Yechon, the name Rabbi Yechon, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. He said it because based on this Rabbi Yechon here about Hachra, about somebody who decides one way or another, or who comes up with a compromise, or is it because you actually heard directly? Says Rabbah, what do you be so? He says, what are you so picky? The imak lalamai, who cares? What's the difference? Why? How? As long as I said Rabbi Yechon said the halacha Rabbi Yehuda. No, because if it's from this klal, I would argue with you. Because I would argue and say, Dilma hani mil masnisin, this rule that the halacha like a machri is only by a mishnah. Avol bebraisa loy, not by a braisa. And this case of the taking a shower is a case is a braisa. Who says over there the halacha like a machriya? So Rabbi said, Omalei said to him, Ano befeidish mili. I heard it explicitly from Rabbi Yechon, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, the cold water yes and hot water no. Okay, we'll stop.